Podmoth.
I've started recording, so okay. You can start with Your Little Heart Desires.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Future is Bright? I am Lindsay.
I'm Bridget.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I thought that I fucked up, but I didn't.
Okay, that's always good.
So we're all good.
Good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good.
Okay, that was that.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Better than you, apparently. Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm putting my hood on. I don't know why, but I just had the urge.
That's fine.
So.
I do that all the time.
Do you?
I sit like that at work.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't wear hoodies enough, but this is comfy as heck.
Yeah.
This one. I do have to state that you look very cool with your new birthday present.
Thank you.
Jimmy, you did a very good job.
My boyfriend's great. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Also, I think I can put into the near future that there's probably stickers coming soon.
Yeah, I can actually draw them on an iPad now in Procreate, like a normal person.
I think we could, like, find a company that makes stickers.
We could literally upload... I remember when I printed the stickers with you, we could do the same thing.
Dude, okay, so let us know if you guys would want stickers. That's, like, a good starting point, I think.
Lexi, you get one for free.
Yeah, true. Sorry, everyone else, but Lexi's our first fan.
She's my friend now, so
we talk all the time. And our families, you gotta pay double.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
$2 for everybody else, $10 for you. We're trying to run a business here.
Oh my god.
We gotta make a profit somehow.
Yeah, but for real, let us know if you guys would like that, because that would be pretty cool.
I want one for myself, so regardless, I'm doing it, whether anybody wants them or not.
I don't know where I'm gonna put it. I'll probably put it on my laptop or something.
Yeah, I'm putting it on my laptop.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I like that. Well, you don't have much room on your laptop there.
Put it over somebody.
You could put it over me.
No.
Yeah.
I have you on my laptop and one of Jimmy's friends.
Oh, shit. Which one? I don't have any news for you.
I have a new YouTube channel that I started watching.
Erin, wait, shit, she's starting a YouTube now? What YouTube is it?
It's called, well... I don't know what the... I should probably look before I get it wrong. I know that her name is Bailey Saradin.
Oh, yeah. Did you get that from Morbid? They just did a
No, I started watching it before Morbid, and then she just happened to...
Wow.
But it's... Like, she does, like, Murder Mystery Mondays.
Right.
And I had no idea who she was, and it popped up on, like, my feed on YouTube. And I was like, that's interesting. I was like, I should watch this because I love makeup and... also murder.
Right.
So I should watch this. And she's fucking great, dude. I love it.
Right.
So if you don't, if nobody watches her, go watch her, because it's great.
I agree. I heard her on the Morbid podcast. I don't listen to her. But I what throws me off is she does it with her makeup, and I don't like watching.
She's, like, very good at doing makeup.
Yeah, though. I don't like that for some reason.
But it's really good. So if you're into makeup and murder,
then I would enjoy
it. Check it out.
Okay. All right.
So that's all.
All right. Well, I don't have anything else to say.
I don't really have
anything. So, let's hop into it.
Yo, if we're gonna do fireworks, we're gonna not.
Oh, how fun would that be?
Yo, every fucking day, somebody on this goddamn block thinks it's the 4th of July. It could be the middle of fucking December.
Does your dog like
pocket?
Oh, pocket.
She hates fireworks. She will fucking shake. Look at her.
Oh, poor puppy. I didn't even know she was down
here. She will shake. If there's fires. The 4th of July is my own personal nightmare.
My dog does not like podcasts. Why do I keep saying that? Does not like fireworks either. We have to give her medicine for it.
Yeah, when the 1st of July, they're doing a fireworks show at the park down the block. Uh-huh. And she will literally be down here. We turn the air conditioner on.
The 1st of July?
Yeah, because they usually do it on the 3rd.
Yeah.
But they're not doing it on the 3rd because they don't want people to show up. They're doing it like...
COVID?
Yeah, so they're doing it like... watch the fireworks from your houses, because everybody can see it, like...
Right, it's fireworks.
Yeah, exactly. So, usually they have it there, like, at the park, but they don't want people going to the park, and if it was a Saturday, people would still show up. I would assume. That's true. So if they do it during the week, which Thursday. Is on Thursday, right. People are less likely to show up. I'm gonna sit in my driveway and watch it.
Yeah.
But she freaks the fuck out. We have to have her down here with the air conditioner on, the TV on. Last year I gave her Benadryl.
Yeah. My dog needs literally veterinarian strength medicine.
That's crazy. It's like so.
But she freaks out over anything. Like I don't know if she still does it because she doesn't live with me, but she would not go out at nighttime. Because she either heard a noise or, something.
Scaredy cat.
So they would try to take her out before she goes to bed, and she would refuse.
Yeah, she won't go outside if it's, if it's not raining, but, there's thunder, she won't go outside.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember one night I was, dog sitting for them, so I was over there, and I was so fucking pissed, because I was like, I need to go to sleep. And she would not go outside. Look, she knows we're talking about her. Isn't that funny?
Talking shit.
That's funny.
Rue, go upstairs.
Aw.
Okay, or go back over there. That also works.
Yeah. You were very quiet over there, girl. I didn't even know you were there.
She's, smelling the air because the window's open.
Yeah. So cute. Aw.
All right.
Yeah, are we hopping into this?
Okay. I'll start.
Okay.
Hi, my name's Jessie, and I'm addicted to paranormal stories.
Hi, Jessie.
I started having problems when I would get into a YouTube dark hole at 3 a.m., and then I couldn't even sleep when I tried because I kept envisioning Hat Man standing right outside my bedroom door.
Hi, my name's Erica, and I'm addicted to paranormal stories.
Hi,
I spend every waking hour listening to true crime podcasts or reading stories on the No Sleep subreddit. Even my dreams have creepypasta vibes.
Does this sound like you?
Then dive into the abyss of the unknown and unexplained with a couple of fellow nerds.
Tune into the Paranerds podcast with Jesse and Erica, your host with the ghosts.
I don't have ghosts. You have ghosts.
We're two semi-competent paranormal researchers diving into history, legends, theories, conspiracies, and more.
Join us every Saturday as we dissect various topics and speculate wildly.
Find Paranerds on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Boom.
Ah, you jerk.
I don't even know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to hop right into
it. Okay. So. I was kind of concerned that we were going to end up doing the same case this week, because I, for some reason, I always think
Me
that.
Me too.
But then I'm like, oh shit, this case just came back up in the news.
So it's, more relevant. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, mine is, oddly, funny.
Yeah, you told me that.
But, there's still a murder. Somebody dies.
Okay.
But, it's kind of funny.
Alright, I'm excited. So, is it an old time one?
It's the 30s.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I can't do those. Those bore me.
It's not boring. I'll give you that.
It bores me to research it. Enjoy hearing about it, but I don't like...
Yeah, it's I don't know. I just thought it's funny. It's okay. Lighthearted, even though somebody still dies.
Alright,
if you could believe that.
You know.
All right, so
let's hop into it.
I'm going to set the scene for everybody.
Great.
It's 1932.
Okay.
We're in New York City.
Nice.
The roaring 20s, they're over.
Right.
Stock market absolutely crashed. We're in the midst of the Great Depression.
Right.
Alcohol is still illegal. Mm-hmm. Speakeasies, still very much a thing.
Okay.
So, in one speakeasy owned by Tony Morano,
mm-hmm.
He and his two friends, one of them's name was Francis Pasqua.
Okay.
And the other one was Daniel Krisberg.
Hmm.
They were just hanging out, getting drinks, talking, shooting the shit. Tony ends up telling his friends that the bar isn't doing well and that he's losing money.
Okay.
Because it's the Great Depression.
Right.
And nobody
and
has
everyone's
money.
Losing money. Okay. Yeah.
So Tony and his friends end up deciding that in order to keep the business up, they need to do something to get, fast cash, basically.
Right, of course.
This is where the star of our show, Mr. Michael Malloy, comes into play.
Okay.
Michael is a 30-something-year-old Irishman.
Love that.
Off the boat, immigrated to New York from Ireland in the 1920s. He was a fireman for a little while, but lost his job, just like everybody fucking else did. And he literally just did nothing. He was, a drunk and homeless.
Uh-huh.
He frequented the bar that was owned by Tony. He'd show up every morning and drink all day and then just leave and then come back the very next morning the second the bar opened.
Okay.
But other than that, little bit of information, nobody knows anything about him. He didn't have family. Nobody knew his birthday.
Right.
He didn't have ID. The only real job that was known was a firefighter. Any job after that was, they didn't know if they even did anything.
Okay.
For, like, any job that he did do, it was said that they were paid, he was paid in alcohol and not money.
Wow.
So there was, like, no, like, paper trail of Ed, this guy at all.
Which is a little sketch.
Yeah. So in July 1932, Francis was like, hey, let's devise a plan to take out a life insurance policy on Michael, and is quoted saying after that, quote, I could take care of the rest.
Oh.
So this was a good plan because, like, nobody knew anything about this guy, so it didn't matter. Right. So Tony was like, that could work. Which he knew this could actually work because he did something like this in the years past. He had become friends with a homeless woman and convinced her to take out a $2,000 life insurance policy, naming him the beneficiary.
Which back then was a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, especially, like, in that time.
Yeah.
And what happened with her was basically the policy was taken out, and on, like, the coldest night of the year, he gave her a fuck ton of alcohol, stripped her naked, put her in a bed with sheets, and poured ice-cold water on her, and left her underneath an open window.
Oh, so he literally just killed her.
And she ended up dying, and her death was labeled from pneumonia. So Tony got away with it and got his money.
Okay.
So Tony was like, honestly, like, he looks old anyway, like, fuck it, who cares? Like, we'll just do this.
Oh my god.
So all three men agreed, and they had to come up with a plan, like, to get the papers.
Right.
And to get him to sign the papers.
Right, of course.
So this is what happened. Francis got a friend to come with him to a life insurance policy meeting, and the friend made up a name. The name was Nicholas Melroy. And that was the name that they were going to take the life insurance policy out under.
Okay.
So basically, they were like, yeah, like, I'm Nicholas, like, Melroy. This guy Francis is going to be my beneficiary.
Oh.
So they went to three different places. No, they got three different policies at two different places. And they got, in total, $3,576.
Which is, like, a shit ton of money right now.
Yeah, in insurance money.
Yeah.
So, when Michael, like, eventually with, like, when they ended up killing him, they were counting on a bartender by the name of Joseph at Joseph's?
I was like, that's an interesting name.
Joseph.
Okay.
At Tony's bar.
Uh-huh.
To be like, oh, that's Nicholas Melroy, and Francis would get the money, and they'd split it.
Okay.
Between them.
Right.
And like I said, because nobody knew who the fuck Michael was, nobody was going to be like, that's not Nicholas, that's Michael, because there was no identification, so it didn't matter. So in December 1932, they were like, tonight's the night, baby. We're going to kill this guy. So Michael went to the bar. And Tony, being just, like, the sweetest guy that he is, was like, hey, man, I'll set you up with a open-ended tab tonight.
Okay.
So Michael was thrilled because alcoholic. And the reason he did this was because basically they thought that if they left him with an open tab, he, like, couldn't stop himself from drinking. He would just drink himself to death. So basically he drank and drank and drank and drank and was literally fine.
Wow.
Witnesses said that he took shot after shot, and when he was done, he just wiped his mouth, thanked the bartender, and said he would be back soon, and left.
On me.
Perfectly
fine.
That is
crazy. Wow.
Yep. So he literally came back the next morning, and for 3 days, they kept the open tab, and kept giving him shot after shot after shot, hoping eventually he would drop dead from the amount of alcohol that he was drinking.
Right.
But day after day, he just was totally fine.
Is he, like, not actually drinking it?
No, he was. Yeah, he was.
No
Yeah,
way.
He was drinking it. So Tony and now, like, his little gang, which, by the way, was dubbed by the media, the Murder Trust.
Ooh, love that. Oh.
were like, what the fuck? Like, hello? So on the fourth day of this, like, open tab, allegedly Michael, like, stumbled into the bar and exclaimed, boy, ain't I got a thirst?
Oh, God.
He was just like, ah, I'm so thirsty. Give me some
water. Wow, he's like, let's go again. Let's see what we can, like, do.
Hardcore. So now they're all fucking pissed that, like, it wasn't working.
Of course.
And at this point, there's, like, more than the three of them. There's, like, five people in on it now.
Right.
So one of them suggested that someone just fucking shoot him.
Oh.
And just, like, get it over with.
That's the easiest way out of there.
And they were, like, they came to the conclusion that this was too obvious and could lead to complications because, right, you know, killing somebody usually leads to complications.
Right. As one does.
Yeah. So they instead decided to swap out the alcohol shots they were giving him for wood alcohol.
Wood alcohol?
What is wood
alcohol? Yeah, I was going to say, what is that?
Okay, so wood alcohol is methanol.
Okay.
Which is used to make antifreeze and paint thinner.
Oh, great.
If someone were to drink just 4% of wood alcohol, they'd go blind.
Oh.
And at this time, there was actually alcohol being tainted with wood alcohol, and more than 50,000 people had died from it.
Oh, shit.
From just drinking it.
Wow.
So.
That's a lot.
Yeah, so, but, like, these guys weren't gonna give him, like, 4% of
right.
it. They weren't gonna give him alcohol tainted with it.
Right.
No, they were giving him straight-up shots of methanol.
Oh, God.
Tony went to the paint store, bought a couple cans of wood alcohol.
Right.
Brought it back to the bar. He first started giving Michael, like, regular shots of, like, cheap liquor.
Okay.
Just so that he would be less likely to, like, taste the wood alcohol
right.
because he was
right.
already drunk.
Yeah, makes sense.
So, once he was, like, drunk enough, he made the switch. So, once he was given wood alcohol, he was still literally fucking fine.
How?
And just kept taking shots of this wood alcohol.
What the fuck?
Had no physical
symptoms.
Are you
gonna tell me that this is, like, one of the fucking stories?
No, this is true.
No way.
Swear my life. There was no physical symptoms, like, no blindness, no death, nothing.
Interesting.
So the New York Post said, quote, he didn't know that he was drinking was wood alcohol, and what he didn't know apparently didn't hurt him. He drank all the wood alcohol he was given and came back for more.
Okay.
So the guys were like, okay.
Right.
I guess we'll try again tomorrow.
Again, yeah.
Which they did, and he drank and drank and drank these shots of just wood alcohol until he finally collapsed on the floor.
Oh, God, no.
So the guys checked his pulse and checked his breathing. He did have a pulse, but it was faint, and his breathing was, like, really slow and labored.
Right.
So they just left him there because they were like, all right, well, he's gonna die. Like, right. we'll just leave it be. So eventually, Michael took one long, deep breath, and they were like, all right, like, that's the final breath.
Right.
But then Michael just began to snore.
Oh my God, no. I thought you were saying he, like, popped back up and was like, let's go.
No, my guy literally just fell asleep on the fucking
wow.
floor.
Okay.
After being poisoned for 2 days.
Interesting. Okay.
So they were like, fucking A,
right.
like, what the hell? So Michael woke up several hours later, got up, sat at the bar, and said, give me some more of the old regular me, lad.
Oh my God. What the fuck?
So at this point, Tony's getting pissed because he's losing more money trying to
right.
kill this fucking
right.
guy.
Right, than he's gonna get.
Than he's gonna get. His bar tab has been open for 4 days,
oh,
so he's been, like, using
right.
alcohol.
Right.
He bought all of this wood alcohol.
Right.
And plus, he was paying fees for the insurance policy every
oh,
month.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Because,
right.
like, it's
yeah.
you have to pay for a life insurance
right.
policy. So once again, one of the guys was like, yo, please let me fucking shoot him.
Right.
Like, please. Like, at this point.
Right.
But Francis said that he had a better plan.
Okay.
Francis the know-all.
All right.
So, this new plan touched on Michael's love for seafood, and he decided to soak oysters in denatured alcohol for a few days.
Okay.
And then give them to him. So they were, like, rotten.
Oh, sorry.
Basically.
Okay.
All right. So that's exactly what they did.
Mm-hmm.
They served them to Michael, who ate them one by one. Also, mind you, still drinking the
drunk.
Wood alcohol.
Right.
He's still drinking the poison.
Right.
And the group just, like, waited because they were like, okay, like, we're giving him poison.
Right.
Now we're giving him food poison.
Double poison. Right.
Like, this is gonna fucking work.
Right.
And he literally was just like, this is, like, the best day ever.
Oh
like,
my
I'm
God.
Getting free food, I'm
fine.
Getting free alcohol, yum, give me some more.
Oh my God.
Yep. So, now the guys were like, okay, we need to fucking kill this guy.
Right.
Both for the money and purely just based on principle at this point.
Right.
So Tony was like, oh, remember that chick that I killed for the other life insurance policy? Mm-hmm. Let's do that because that worked.
Okay.
So one night when Michael was passed out, drunk, they had put him in the back seat of Tony's car, took him to a park, and it's like February.
Right. So it's still cold.
Yeah, and it was snowing.
Okay.
So they put him on a bench, took off his shirt, poured bottles of water on him, and just left him there.
Nice.
So they were like, all right, well, he's gonna, like, right. die Christ from death. Yeah.
Right.
So the next day, Tony goes into the bar, and Michael wasn't waiting there.
Okay.
So.
That's a plus.
He's like, okay, great. Like, he's not waiting there. Right. Fantastic. So he went into the basement to restock some alcohol, and he found a half-frozen Michael laying on the ground in the basement of the bar.
Half-frozen?
Yeah. So, apparently, Michael walked from this park all the way back to the bar, convinced one of the bartenders to let him in, and he fell asleep on the floor in the basement.
Oh my god.
He woke up a couple right. hours later and said that he just had a wee chill.
Is this man human? Like, what?
I don't know. So, it's been a couple months now.
Right.
And, well, it's been a while since they took out the life insurance
right,
policy.
Yeah.
But a couple months since they started trying to kill him. Yeah, and they're still paying these insurance policy right. fees. And they were like, we need this to fucking, like...
to end.
be done.
Right.
So,
did you lose your spot?
Oh, no, this is just a stupid side note. So, like I said before, there was more than, like, three guys at this point. There was, like, right. a couple of them.
Right.
And the other guys that were involved had, like... the dumbest, like, 1930s nicknames.
Oh, God.
One of them was named Tin Ear Smith, and the other one was called Tough Tony.
I love that. So, I absolutely love that so much.
Yeah. So, Tin Ear.
okay.
Suggested.
Tin Ear, right?
Tin Ear. Okay. Like a tin ear.
Got it.
Yeah, by the way, he didn't have a tin ear.
No. Right.
I don't know.
Okay, stupid name.
So, he suggested, was like, yo, let's run him over with a car.
Nice. Okay.
So one of the guy's friends, who is a cab driver, agreed to be a part of this for $150 of the insurance money.
Okay.
So now we're just adding more people to this right. fucking money.
Right.
So they all got into the car, drove down the street to find Michael. So they just kept, like, waiting for him to come out of the bar.
Right.
Two of them got out of the car when they found Michael and literally held Michael, like, outstretched by his arms in the middle of the street.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, like Jesus. outstretched.
Oh my god.
So, the guy that was in the driver's seat floored it at Michael.
Okay.
Michael managed to jump out of the way during two attempts of them to hit him with a car.
Oh my god.
But the third attempt was a success.
Oh, no.
So this guy was going 50 miles an hour, fucking pedal right. to the fucking floor. Two thuds were heard, one when Michael hit the hood, and the other when he hit the ground.
Right.
And for good measure, the guy backed up over him.
Oh, my God. What a jerk.
So they left because they heard, like, cars coming, right. so they left. But they were like, he's dead. Like, they hit right. him twice with the car.
Yeah.
So, just to make sure that he, like, was in fact dead, one of the guys called, like, morgues and hospitals pretending to, like, try and find right. Nicholas.
Right.
Because he claimed to be, like, Nicholas's brother, because uh-huh. they had to, like...
Right, like, force the...
So, there was no morgue had him, there was no, like, hospital, like, had record of anything. But, I mean, to be fair, though, like, they wouldn't have record of Nicholas because
right,
Nicholas
they would have
wasn't
John
a real...
Doe.
Yeah, exactly. They wouldn't
right,
have
sorry.
Anything. And there was also no reports of, like, a fatal accident anywhere
okay.
either. So now they were like, well, fuck, like, we can't find him.
Right.
But we still have, like, this life insurance policy. So Francis was like, well, I mean, all right, whatever. We'll just kill some other guy and pass him off as Michael.
Oh
as
God.
Nicholas. Yeah. So they were just, like, desperate to, like,
so
kill.
For fucking literally no money right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
I mean, back then, I'm sure it was a lot of money.
Yeah, back then, it was probably a lot of money, but also you have to remember, like, this guy has to, like, pay everybody that's involved.
Right.
And then, like, also pay off the money that, for, like, the
he's
bar.
Owed, right.
Yeah. So, 5 days after the initial, like, car situation.
Right.
They were talking about, like, this other guy to kill and trying to come up with a plan when the door swung open.
It's fucking Michael.
And in walks Michael Malloy, limping, bruised, and banged up.
Oh my god!
So the first thing this guy says, allegedly.
Right.
Quote, I sure am dying for a drink.
Oh my god, he's funny.
So he went on to tell the story of what happened, because everybody was like, yo, man, what the fuck happened?
Right.
So he says that he remembers drinking a bunch of alcohol, of course, cold air, rushing lights, and then just blackness.
Interesting.
And he woke up in Fordham Hospital, and he, like, literally just walked out of the hospital.
Oh my god.
And was like, yeah, I'm good, like, peace out.
What
and
the
just,
fuck?
He was just, all the hospital staff had to say was that this guy just wanted to go back to the bar.
Right, of course.
So, it's now February 21st, 1933.
Shit.
It's been 7 months.
Oh my god.
Since everything was first formed.
Right.
They're barely gonna make any money off of this policy. Because, like I said before, they've been feeding him alcohol on an open tab, buying wood alcohol, paying fees. They had to pay, like, 5 other fucking people now.
Yeah.
So, they decided that night that they were gonna wait for Michael Malloy to pass out, and they had another plan. So, they waited for Michael Malloy to pass out. They carried him into a room that they rented out near the bar.
Okay.
They ended up sticking a rubber tube down his throat and wrapping, like, something around his, like, the tube to keep it in his mouth.
Oh, my god.
And they ran the other end of the tube to a gas lamp.
Oh, my god. For, like, what the fuck?
The fumes. So this is what eventually killed Michael.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Michael was dubbed, I didn't want to say this before, but he got dubbed Iron Mike.
Of course.
And the Rasputin of the Bronx.
Okay.
So he died. Uh-huh. So one of Francis's doctor friends signed a fake death certificate.
Right.
Stating pneumonia as the cause of death.
Of course.
And they went to get the first insurance, like, policy.
Right.
And they only ended up getting about $800 from the first one. And the second place, they were like, yeah, we'll give you, like, the full, like, money that you're owed.
Right.
But we want to look at the body because we need to examine it.
Oh, shit.
To prove cause of death.
Oh, shit.
Francis was like, oh, well, we already buried the body. And the insurance policy was like, excuse me? Like, I don't know about that. So the insurance company called the cops.
Okay.
And an investigation opened up into his death. And the NYPD had actually heard rumors of Iron Mike going around.
Oh, shit.
So they were fucking dumb, and they put two and two together that, like, this guy died, and all 5 men that were involved were arrested.
Oh, shit.
So they only got $800 from this, which wasn't enough to pay lawyer fees either.
Right.
So they made it out. This is how all of them made it out. They made it out with $800.
Okay.
The guy that drove the car was convicted of attempted murder.
Of course.
And was sentenced to 10 years in prison.
Nice. Okay.
All 4 other men were tried for the murder of Michael, and they were all found guilty and sentenced to death. They all died.
Oh my god, for fucking $800, they went through
all of that trouble to eventually
kill themselves.
Just die.
Wow.
Because they got caught.
That is crazy.
And Michael survived literally
everything.
4 days of being poisoned.
I just looked him up. That's what I was doing. I was looking up his name and damn.
Yep.
That's crazy.
4 days of being poisoned, hit by a car, left out in the fucking cold. He was good.
There's some gnarly pictures of him, though. Like, this one?
Yeah.
What is that? Like, is that him dead?
Probably, like, passed out somewhere. He tend to be passed out in a bar a lot.
Right. I'm looking up each of these men right now.
Yeah.
Wow. That is a little scary.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy to me, but I just, like, all I kept thinking about was, like, wow. I literally, because I'm very gullible, So the entire time, I was like, she's fucking pulling shit.
No.
Like, she's pulling something on me.
No.
Wow.
This guy just wouldn't fucking die.
Yeah.
All they wanted them to do was fucking die, and he couldn't die.
Wow.
The Irish blood, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
strong shit.
No offense, it didn't go very far in your body.
No, not really.
Alcohol-wise?
Yeah, we can't. My brother.
Yeah, he can.
Got the Irish genes. Yeah. I did not.
No, you
did not. Not at all.
Not, literally not in slightest.
Not even, like, this much.
Yeah, no. It's quite sad.
So.
That was a really good one.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that at all.
And, wow. Like, a gas lamp got him. Literally, because he couldn't take the tube out of his mouth. Right. I'm sure that if he, like, was able to get the tube out of his mouth, he would have survived.
Oh, 100%.
Even being poisoned with, like, the gas lamp, he probably still would have survived.
Well, it was that far down that he couldn't take it out?
Well, he was also passed out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they, like, ran the gas tube.
They probably taped his arms back together.
Probably something.
Maybe they got smart at that point.
Maybe.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah?
So... $800 and they all died.
$800, 10 years in prison, and
they all died. Right. Wow.
Yep.
Okay. That's pretty intense.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
I just thought it was, like borderline funny. Cool.
Yeah.
Like,
it was pretty interesting.
Like,
I love those. I love hearing the, like, old-timey stories, but I like the more, like, researching the more recent ones.
Yeah. The only reason why, like, I knew about this case for a while because it was one of the first, like, And That's Why We Drink episodes that I ever listened to.
Right.
So I was like, this case is so good, and I, like, literally, like, needed to laugh this last week.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it, I don't give
Let's
a shit.
Do it. Right, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, should we tell people what's coming next week?
Well, it won't be next week, it'll be the week after.
Okay.
Because we alternate.
True. So...
But I'm gonna do Britney.
Because
free my home girl Britney.
I'm very excited. Bridget's been talking about doing Britney for like the longest
time. I want to like deep dive.
Yeah.
Like get ready for maybe an hour long episode because like I want like I love Britney Spears like so much.
Me too.
She's like one of my first CDs that I've ever owned was Britney.
Right.
So, like...
I mean, it might not even be next week if Bridget's diving that deep. Who knows when.
Yeah. I mean, I could get it. I could get it done. Right. I do nothing on the weekends.
This is really comfortable.
You look, like, so uncomfortable, yet so comfortable.
No, I'm very comfortable. I also woke up at 2 a.m. last night, and I went downstairs, went to the bathroom, came back upstairs, and I noticed a car in front of my house. And I was like, what the fuck? And I knew my sister went out, but I also knew that she drove.
Okay.
And it wasn't her car.
Yeah.
So I was freaking out a little, but then I was like, maybe she got too drunk because she was at a party. Maybe somebody else drove her home. So it's like, I'm gonna text her. I'm still, to this moment, waiting for a text back.
Do we know your sister's alive?
Yes, I saw her this morning, and then
I
woke up, and I was like, Mom, did, like, Gina come home last night? And my mom was like, what? And I was like, I don't know. Like, she's literally 27 years old. Like,
she's fine. She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah, like, there's no big deal, but, like, I just saw a car outside at 1 o'clock in the morning, and then she never answered my text. So my mom was like, yeah, she came in, she, like, checked the ring, and I was like, oh, well, then she just ignored my text message.
Yeah, basically.
Like, I literally didn't say, like, where are you, or, like, are you outside? I just was like, hey, do you have keys? Because I didn't want her to be like,
why are you?
Why are you watching me? But I was just genuinely curious who the fuck was outside my house.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my night, so it took me a while to fall back asleep.
Last night I slept really good. The night before that, I did not. I slept at Jimmy's.
Oh. Yeah.
My guy, when I tell you that this fucking kid is so small, but takes up such a large portion of this fucking bed.
Ronnie does the same thing. Because Ronnie has to be touching me. He literally will have to sleep on my pillow. And I'm like, you have your own pillow. Why are you sleeping on mine? Like, it's so annoying.
Literally, Jimmy is, like, a small fucking kid, and he has a queen-size bed.
Right.
So and when I tell you that I had this fucking kid pressed up against my back,
and
the stupid fucking cat right next to me, and I had maybe, like,
inches?
A fucking laptop's worth of space on this freaking bed, oh my god, I couldn't even deal with
does
it.
Does the cat need while he, like, lays on you?
No, he does. That. Yeah,
I
but,
hate
like,
cats do
he'll,
that.
Like, just lay there and, like, the cat has to be touching you, and Jimmy has to be
Right.
So now I'm being touched from both fucking sides, but I don't like being touched,
period. I honestly, Bridget and I have been friends, we've been friends literally since, like, what, sixth grade?
Sixth grade.
I don't think I've ever hugged you once in my life.
No.
It's just not a thing
that
we
would
do.
Be weird.
Yeah. I would not like that at all.
No.
No, gross. Sorry.
No, that was just, that one. I'm trying to think of, like, if I went to hug you, what would happen?
Yeah.
And it'd probably be one of those, you know, like, those weird, like, side hugs you give, like, people you just met.
I think I would be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'd be like,
like, what's going on here?
Step back.
If that doesn't explain our relationship, I literally don't know.
No pictures together. Literally. Have not touched each other one time.
But best friends, you know? That's fine. Yeah. Whatever. Love
would die for you.
But right, like, literally. That is so funny. Okay, how did we get onto this topic?
I don't know. Jimmy was touching me.
Oh, right. Jimmy's touching
me. She also fucking knocked me in the head. He literally...
You know, I think I did that to Ronnie one night, and he legitimately woke up with a bloody nose. And he didn't know how he got it. And he was like, did you, like, hit me in the middle of your sleep? Abuse. And I was like, I don't think so. But, like... The more I'm thinking about it, I was like, I could have easily elbowed him. Yeah. And, like...
Literally, Jimmy was sleeping, like, on his side facing the wall. And right. I was, like, on my side, like, the other side facing the other direction.
Right.
This kid, like, winds up his arm and, like, yeets it onto my fucking head. I literally just took his arm and I threw it so hard at the wall. And he didn't even move.
No way.
Didn't even... Not, like, a... nothing. Right. Out cold. I was like, you so fucking funny. Son of a bitch.
That is so funny.
Oh
my god.
Terrible.
Alright, well, I guess we should just end this. Yeah. I don't really know how we got to that point in our conversation.
I don't know. You started talking about sleep and then I started talking about
sleep. Oh,
because
I'm exhausted. And then I was like, oh, I didn't sleep all last night. Because
of the car.
Right. Okay. Alright, well... I guess follow us on Instagram.
FIP Podcast.
Hit us up on Facebook.
Future is Bright Pod.
Send us a Gmail.
Future is Bright Pod at Gmail.
And that's it.
Yo,
guys.
Go follow us on Instagram because we get so many more fucking views and like listens on this podcast than we have fucking Instagram.
And Facebook too, but we're not good with Facebook.
So like please go follow us on Instagram. And like I want to like get to know some we know like three people that listen.
Right.
And, like, no, and I want to get to more, know more
Me
of
too.
You, so.
I really do. Like, I want to be friends with all of you guys.
For real, like, actually, because, like, it's a nice little, like, family. I talk to, all I have is you to talk to about murder, because nobody else cares, and I'd like to talk about murder with more people that actually care.
Right. So. Yeah. Retweet. I like that.
I rest my case.
That was really good.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Alright, well, I'm just gonna say ditto on that note. Peace out, everybody.
Bye.